Pogo City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm Andrew. This is the Defectives. Right, that was the Defectives out of Italy right there. All right, so how you guys doing? Thanks for tuning in live or downloading Pogo City Radio.
Pogo City Radio.
As I said in the intro, I am your host, Andrew Bedlam. Now, I don't know. I think the last time we did an episode was Thursday. So fucking Thursday to whatever today is, Tuesday. Pretty long stretch for us to go without an episode, but I recently got most of the Pogo crew playing fucking Fortnite, so that's how we've been hanging out and social distancing. Also, we had got into a game with I don't know, Renee, Mike, Johnny Baby, and Jess, not LCJ, but playing Cards Against Humanity on my cell phone. That was kind of a bitch because I was video chatting on my cell phone while simultaneously playing the game, which isn't bad, but the cards, the writing on the cards was so fucking small. Like, it was, like, not set up for a mobile device. It should have been on a bigger screen. But I made it work, and I won. Actually, I was the one for the win. I forgot about that. So give it up for me. Give it up for me. Okay, thank you. Thank you. But, yeah, Fortnite. Our team, we've been killing it, dude. We've been destroying it. We came in first 4 straight times. That shit is nuts. That shit is nuts. But, yeah, not too much punk rock going on, so everybody just filling in their time with whatever, really. I, for the most part, have been respecting all the social distancing things, as in, like, I just never leave my house. You know, I mean, I've gone to the store a couple times, just don't leave my house. Party supplies only, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
How many people feel like the drink?
All right, but let's get back to the punk rock. I got some more of my drunken thoughts I want to go through, because I've also been doing a shit ton of drinking, but why don't we get next on my queue? We got Angry Youth. Here's Lady Death.
Stand. But now she's got me.
Angry youth right there, angry youth. All right. Now, I feel like some of you hate video games, and I don't really care. Some of you also just don't know what Fortnite is. See, now, I am always in and out of the video game world. I always have a video game, and I become obsessed with them for, like, 4 years, and then, like, it breaks. And then, like, I don't have any money, and then I don't have one for, like, 4 years. So, like, I had PlayStation 4 when they first came out, but I haven't had one in ever, and I just got one, like, 2 months ago, maybe. And fucking, I thought Fortnite was going to be some, like, lame game that, like, LCJ would like, because it says it's called Fortnite. Like, I imagined it had to do with, like, elves and dragons and shit, but none of that. And I hear other people, like, that's for kids. I get people on their hands and knees and shoot them in the back of the head with a shotgun and then rob them. I don't know how much that's for kids, but apparently that's for kids. I mean, I did play Grand Theft Auto as a kid, but, like, I don't know. I keep hearing people being like, that's like some, like, Blue's Clues games or something. I don't know, people. Maybe you don't know what it is, but it's guns and you shoot people's heads off and you rob them and it's good and I like it. And you have awesome hot chicks as characters that ride in on, like, rockets and shit. I want to hook up with TNT Tina. What's her name? TN Tina? I don't know. Her shirt says Kaboom on it and she rides in on a rocket that says Kaboom. Like, she surfs in on it and it says Kaboom, like, in red and yellow, like Batman style, like pow, pam. And I'm in love. I'm in love. That's who I've been thinking of when I'm by myself late at night. TN Tina. You know what I'm saying? All right. Let's get to the skeptics for my man Sean. Here's Death and Destruction. Skeptics from a man, Sean, an essential worker, not an essential work from home worker like Renee, but yes, mentioned Grand Theft Auto, everybody's talking about it in there. Fucking, you guys remember Candy Sucks from Grand Theft Auto 3, Candy Sucks, the porn star, Jenna Jameson did her voice. Give it up for Jenna. There you go, Jenna. Heartbreakers Club, right? Heartbreakers Club. And yes, Jenna Jameson. Candy Sucks. She was a slut in the video game. Not, well, I mean, Jenna, maybe. But, you know, Candy Sucks was. It was awesome. I liked her. All right, we opened up with a band from Europe called, what did we open up? The Defectives. So why don't we go a little bit further east? Let's go hear something from the Discogs. Man, where's Sean when you need him? He'd be loving this show. Here's the Discogs with We Are Proud Punks.
I'm right.
Yeah, the Discogs. Here is Copyright Chaos.
Reefers.
Copyright Chaos right there. There's some chatter over in the live feed over at pogocity.stream and on the Podbean app saying Pogo City Radio should do a dating game. And I'm like, people, Pogo City Radio already is a dating game. I just win all the time. You know what I mean? I'm undefeated. Or am I the prize? I guess maybe. I guess it goes both ways. Not me. But, you know, I'm the prize. I'm the prize and I win all the time. I don't know what else to tell you. Sorry. All right. But yes, it's been a long quarantine, and I have definitely been playing them video games, smoking them reefers. And getting real drunk. Going real, real drunk on Svedka. Svedka, yes. The traditional blue Pogo is what I've been drinking. The metallic blue Monster can. Not the black Monster can with the blue M, but the metallic blue Monster can. It's like blue raspberry or some shit. That's the blue Pogo. Sometimes we've been drinking those Slimers, them green ones. But yeah, so I've been getting drunk, and I've been writing down some of my thoughts. And a lot of these I don't remember writing. Some of them I do. But yeah, because I'll stay up till 2:30 in the morning drinking and playing Fortnite and writing this, basically. And so I don't know. Let me see if I got anything good we got on here. Because, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I just feel like this quarantine is like one long Groundhog's Day. Just like some boring-ass Saturday on repeat. Not that I mind. I mean, I do like to procrastinate, and I am kind of lazy. But I like to have my options, as does Renee with her five boyfriends. But, yeah, I don't know. I've been fucking... I don't fucking know. My drunken notes, these last ones, man, I can't even understand my goddamn handwriting. And this one where I can, it's like, no, Andrew, you cannot tell that story on Pogo City Radio. But here's one. We've been talking about getting fucked up. So I'm going to tell you guys about the story about how I stopped smoking K2. And Spice back in the day. But we're going to listen to some Tom and the Boot Boys first. Headed back out to Asia. This one's for MTV. I got to crank the vocals. Or the fucking track on this. Hold on.
Hey Sophie, do you like punks? Like MTV punks?
MTV punks? They're not punks. They're fucking shit.
What do you mean shit? They have fucking Mohawk.
They're out to make the money. They sold out.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them.
Let's go get a beer.
Pins are MD back! Pins are MD back! Pins are MD back! Pins are MD back!
I'm trying to jump back! It's a bunch of fun, I'm here! Yeah, I'm doing a bunch of flips! Yeah, I'm doing a bunch of fun!
Tom and Boot Boys. Sean, you missed the beginning of the show, dude. You're going to have to go back. I see you there in the live chat. You're going to have to go back and listen to the podcast because I played some skeptics for you. I called you an essential worker and told Renee she wasn't. And I played the Discogs for you. So you gotta go back and listen to them all, my man. But I'm going through one of my drunken thoughts that came up. It just says, that time I smoked K2. Now, I smoked K2 for a couple years. And for anybody who's not sure what I'm talking about, remember that legal weed shit that was coming out before weed was legal and fucking like bath salts and all that? That was supposed to be like the meth one, and the dude ate people's brains and shit in Florida. Well, Spice, or K2, was the marijuana one. And it's not at all marijuana. It's not at all marijuana. It's just like chemicals sprayed on some fucking herb that like Wiccans use, some fucking weird spice, all right? And you smoke that shit, okay? So I used to smoke this shit all the time because I was in parole and you couldn't fail a drug test with it. See, now this is what's fucked up with the system, because I could have been smoking weed and I would have been way safer, but since they wouldn't let me smoke weed, I had to smoke this K2 shit, which was like actual hard chemicals, you know what I mean? So I've been smoking this shit forever. I would smoke it every day. Every day. I was smoking it for like a year and a half. And this one day I got this new kind. And I lived in Bethlehem. And I fucking took this one hit. The shit was called K2, right? Or no, it wasn't. The shit was called King Kong. And I put it in the one hitter. I remember I was in the bathroom on like 6th Avenue in Bethlehem. I took one hit. The next thing I remember is for about a half hour, I have no idea what time was going on right now, but for the longest time I thought I didn't exist for a little bit, like literally, and then I thought I was literally time. Like, I thought I was literally time. I thought I was space. I thought I was like the atmosphere. Okay. And I was thinking about how I was going to hate being like this because I was going to be so bored and lonely because I'm like everything. All right. And then I start to come out of this and I'm looking at my TV. And I'm recognizing what's on the TV. It's King of the Hill. But I can't make it out. And I'm like, wait, I'm Andrew. I'm a person. And I start coming to life. Then I flipped out. And I started thinking that I had been on the run for 4 years because I stabbed someone. I thought I stabbed someone, robbed them, and I had been on the run for 4 years. And I thought I broke into some girl's house. Right now. But this was actually where I lived. And I thought I broke into some girl's house. And I flipped out and I smashed everything. I ran through the house and I ran through all the hallways and put a bunch of holes in the wall. I threw all the TVs on the ground, screaming and just creating a ruckus, right? Then I literally thought, I remember all this clear as day. That's how weird shit this was. Because when I was in it, I had no idea it was fake. But now I can look at it and I completely remember everything. But for a while, I thought I was the Riddler from Batman for a couple minutes, right? And I was afraid they were going to arrest me and take me to Arkham. That's what I thought was going to happen, because I thought I was the Riddler. I thought I broke into somebody's house. I thought I killed them, and they were going to take me to Arkham. Some good shit, right? So then I had the sudden urge to kill myself, right? And I was going to go jump off the bridge down the street. Like, I remember I got in my house, and I started running. I started running through the house, and I went to go down the stairs, and I fell outside, and I, like, busted open my face, and then I saw this cat that lived inside, and I knew the cat wasn't supposed to get out. So once again, this kind of, like, pulled me into reality, like that TV show did in the one part. But, like, I saw this cat, and I was like, wait, I know that cat. That's my girlfriend at the time's cat. And I was like, oh, my God, what's going on? And I called her on the phone. She picks up the phone. She was at work. Good, nice girl working. I'm at home getting high, of course. And I am screaming on the phone, I just killed someone! I just killed someone! Flipping out about how I'm going to go to jail. Because yes, playing Little Big Planet. Yes, Justin. But that's literally what I thought happened. This poor girl is like, who has my boyfriend's phone? What's going on? She doesn't even know it's me. You know what I'm saying? So this poor girl runs like 4 blocks up to the house. I have all the doors locked. I have all the sinks on full blast. The house is a mess. I am bleeding. And I am just laying on the kitchen floor, screaming, and then the cops took me to the hospital. And then the best part is, by the time I got out of the hospital, by the time I got to the hospital, I was 110% sober. It was like I had never done any drugs whatsoever. It was a huge thing. People thought I was going to be crazy, or they thought I was going to be on like some day-long acid trip. turns out it was the whole ordeal because I smoked it right when my girlfriend went to work. She wasn't even at work for an hour when she came back. So all that stuff, even going to the hospital and all that, well, maybe not the going to the hospital part, but till the cops got there, all that shit took place in less than an hour. That shit is some crazy shit, right? And it is the reason why marijuana needs to be legal, because people are going to get high whether you let them or not. So you might as well let them do it the safe way instead of ingesting a bunch of stupid research chemicals that will cause way more harm to them. Let's get to some Sniper 66 from Texas. Make it mine. Right, that was Sniper 66. Real fun time hanging out with those guys for a day in Florida, and bumped into them at a bar, and we had a whole blast. That's how we came upon that adventure to Tammy's house that was on our Facebook, or my Facebook Live, my personal Facebook. That reminds me, if you guys like the show, go over to Facebook.com/Pogo City Radio. Go give that shit a like. One of the best ways to keep up with the show, and normally, you know, like when we're not all gonna die from breathing the air, normally it's a real good way to find out about what shows are going on and stuff, but all the shows are like canceled and postponed, and anything on it with a date, anything that has a date of when it's coming back, I'm sorry, it's just full of shit. Don't look at it yet. Don't date things yet, people. We can't, but nobody knows what's going on. Even if shit is like right soon, just imagine motherfuckers' work schedule. Like the whole planet is gonna be fucked up. Like everybody's gonna have to like go to work. It's gonna be weird. People's hours will be different. Things will need to be done. There'll be problems. There's gonna be all these unforeseen issues that nobody was prepared for, because nobody was prepared for this. So I doubt, don't start fucking. I see people trying to put dates out for shows, and I was actually talking to Gabe, the Oi Scouts, and we were talking about something else. We were actually talking about somebody he knows that died from the virus, but he said, people are like trying to book the Oi Scouts and shit right now. And he's like, guys, we can't be booking shows and like we can't be going places. But I don't even know where people would be having these shows. I mean, I guess basement shows and shit. But I'll tell you what, you won't catch me at any of them goddamn shows. You will not. I am sorry. I am sorry. I'll watch your little live stream, though. I'll tell people to go watch it, too. I know it's not as good as the real thing, but shit. I ain't going there. And don't hit up the Oi Scouts right now. Wait till after the virus to hit up the Oi Scouts. But yeah, well, I see a lot of people. I think they can relate to this one. A lot of you quarantine people who haven't left the house and are just going nuts. Let's head to New York. Here's the craze with your own personal war. Right, I'm going to get to Leftover Cracks' second album, and I definitely got a drunken note over here that says the first time I ever listened to Leftover Crack's second album. So I'm going to have to tell you about that experience, which is quite amazing. Let's get to it now. Now, this first song, well, this song I'm going to play is a cover song that actually, who did it first? I guess NDK did it first. NDK with Ezra. And Leftover Crack. So I guess it was NDK and it was Ezra and Popeye singing. But this is SZA and Ezra. And SZA sings Ezra's part and Ezra sings the other part. Some good names, guys. Good names. Okay, here's Gang Control by Leftover Crack coming off Fuck World Trade. Leftover Crack, Pogo City Radio, coming off Fuck World Trade. Now, so when that album came out, I don't remember what year it was, 03 maybe or 04, all right? Now, me and my friends were, like, obsessed with Leftover Crack. We totally were. We were totally. I was the least, but Zach and his brother, I was obsessed, though. Zach and his brother were infatuated. Josh and his brother Zach were infatuated with Leftover Crack, okay? And we got the album before it came out because they were hitting up the fucking, like, website and stuff and, like, bugging them and emailing them. And the band got it and they sent us a copy. They sent it to Zach's house. And at this time, we were definitely juvenile delinquents for sure. And we used to really like to trip. We would get fucked up on all types of things. Do you know what I mean? And we would sell a lot of things. All right. So now I'm going to tell you that we were selling this as mescaline. All right. Now we believed it to be mescaline and it made us trip our goddamn motherfucking balls off. But as I've gotten older and told this story, people who know far more about this stuff than me, the way I describe it and the way we did it, they're like, no, that wasn't mescaline. It was probably like some type of peyote, blah, 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 and all this technical jib-jab bullshit. I don't give a fuck. We took some drugs and we tripped balls. I mean, like movie, like what you would see in a Hollywood movie. So this is what happened, right? we decide that we are going to do what we know as mescaline, this white powder that we were snorting. Now, it was in capsules and shit, and that's how people were taking it. They were taking some, I think, I don't know, we were snorting it, and it felt like flaming shards of glass. Like, you want to die right there. It hurt so bad, okay? And I instantly throw up on the ground. I am 17. I instantly throw up on the ground as I look. So we start the album. We decide we're going to take this mescaline and we're going to listen to the album from beginning to end nonstop. You know what I mean? Like some Pink Floyd, The Wall type shit. And it's the first time we're ever hearing the album. So we're really, and especially them because they got all that weird shit in between tracks and it's all like scary and evil and shit. Fucking... So I puke on the floor instantly. I look at it. At first, my puke instantly morphs into one of those like games that you used to play like as a kid in the car, like with the fishes and the magnets in their mouth would open and close, and you try and get the magnet in their mouth and pull it out. My puke stays looking like my puke and starts morphing up at me, like these fish coming up and like trying to like bite my face, like nibbling at me. And I'm like, and like I said, I always like playing video games. I was playing a lot of Super Nintendo at the time because we were even doing throwbacks then, because Super Nintendo was a throwback then. But I swear to God, I hear doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, and I see out of the wall, like I see a green thing come out, and I see Mario come out, Bowser's chasing him and shit. We are fucked up. Beyond all belief, listening to Fuck World Trade, right? And I also, I swear to God, right? I looked up at the ceiling. This is all for, so the album's like about an hour, maybe a little bit more than an hour. So this is like the first, and this is instantly. It didn't take no fucking hour and a half to kick in. I snorted this shit and we were tripping balls moments later, seconds, like instantly, all right? And so then I ended up, the light fixture was ripped out of the ceiling. There was a hole, and I had a nice 10-minute conversation with the mouse from the Rock and Roll High School movie that they show in the science class with the Ray-Bans on and the leather jacket, who's living in the other cage out of wedlock with the other mouse ever since he started listening to the Ramones.
Gobble.
But... yeah, so I had a nice conversation with them, and it was nuts, right? Because especially when you get to the end of the album, the last song, which I'm not going to play, Jess Will Kill Me. It's not the song you think it is, Jess, but it's You Will Kill Me if I play this one also. The last song on the album is like mad long with like violins, and it gets all like evil and creepy and shit. We were looking at this lava lamp, dude. It was nuts. We were seeing demons come out of this lava lamp. Stiz is screaming and there's double bass and shit. It was nuts. But the thing that was cool is it was never at all scary whatsoever. Like when I said we saw demons, and remember when I said when I was on that K2, like at the time I thought everything was real. Now this mescaline trip is a complete cartoon. You know what I mean? But like I always knew it was fake, but I was completely engulfed by it. But I knew it was fake, so it wasn't scary. So we were seeing these demons and stuff, and we were just like laughing. And the night was nuts, especially, now I know a lot of people think that this is like some fucking, some God type thing, and I don't believe that at all. People think that when people trip and they see the same thing, it's like some other fucking dimension or some shit. I don't really believe in all that, but me and Zach were seeing the exact same things at this point when we started. I'm sorry, I would never do this nowadays, and I don't do these, but when we started driving around with our smashed windshield, and it was nuts because the windshield was smashed, and it was nighttime, and all the streetlights were glaring off of all the spiderwebbed cracks, and it looked nuts. And we were tripping, and we were seeing the same shit, like just like trails and different stuff. It was insane. I think we were seeing the same stuff just because, like, I think part of it, it's just what your, I don't know, I'm not a doctor or a scientist, but I think it's just like what your mind kind of like is hearing and seeing, the way it's perceiving things. So I feel like if I say I'm seeing X, Y, and Z, and someone is in a similar state to me, and we're, you know, under the influence of some heavy hallucinogen like this, like, I don't think it's that crazy that you're seeing the same thing as me. Do you know what I mean? Especially if we're probably sitting there like, oh my God, it's all red and green and shit. And then the other person's like, yeah, it's red and green and shit. But yeah, that was an interesting night. It ended with us down on Ferry Street in between 12th and 13th. We were on 12th and Ferry. And I remember looking at this girl's house and it turned into Rosie from the Jetsons, her head, the robot maid that the Jetsons had. But yeah, so I don't know. A lot of people tell me when I describe it as a white powder, they're like, nah, that's not mescaline, but we were selling it as mescaline. It fucked us up unbelievably, and we had it several times, but ever since that time period, never came across anything like it again. But yeah, why don't we play some Anti-Nowhere League, because it's always a good time to play some Anti-Nowhere League. I am trying to find their first album, so I don't, you know what, I'm gonna play, stupid. All right, we're going to play something off the first album. Coming off We Are the League, here's Can't Stand Rock and Roll. I said, here's Can't Stand Rock and Roll.
I may have f***ed up here.
Anti-Nowhere League right there on Pogo City Radio. I play this band a lot on here, and I really like them, so I'm going to play them some more. I just want to find the right version of this song, because this band, the Dicks, whatever, they're almost kind of like Black Flag, where it's like they have every track released like 19 times with different lineups, and they sound drastically different. And like, I'll flat out absolutely love one version and the other version. I'm like, not this fucking version. So I want to make sure I find the right version of Kill From The Heart. I hope this is the right version. Okay, let's get to the Dicks with Kill From The Heart. Not Saturday Night at the Bookstore. I would love to play it, but I won't.
I'm making you a fool. It's from the heart.
All right, we're going to get to a twofer from the Dicks. Here's Dead in a Motel Room.
Hey, man, I'm sick of this shit. I'm feeling bad. I'm feeling down. I'm feeling dead. In a motel room. Everybody I know, they look at me. Everybody I see, kind of feeling free. The knife cut deep, cut into my soul. I say the devil is real. The fuck is laughing at me. I see our friends, they were thought it in. But me being dead, fucking motel room. I don't know who I am anymore. I don't know. I heard a gun go off. It shot me in the back. I said the devil is real. I see him laughing at me. I heard an ambulance way down the road. I think I'm dead, dead in a motel room. I don't know who I am anymore. I don't know.
All right, now Jess wants to hear some Combat Crisis, but I'm sure she would love a three-way with some Dicks first. So here it is, Jess. One more for the Dicks. We know you love the Dick. Here's Fake Bands.
Oh, don't say that. They're new wave. Oh, Fake Bands. One, two, three, four. Fake Bands, I hate you though. Fake Bands, I see you though. Fake Bands, I see you there. You're fucking pretty hair. I hate to see, I hate new wave, I hate your soul, now let you know. Fake bands, I see you now, you're fucking pretty. Fake bands, I want to know, I hate you though. I hear you see, I hate new wave, I want to know. I hate you so, fake bands, I see you. Fake bands, I hear you, fake bands, I hate you. Fake bands, I see you now, fake bands, I'm pretty. Fake bands, I want to know. I hate you so, I hate to say, I hate new ways, I want to know, I hate to know, one, two, three, four. I hate to say, I hate new ways, I hate to know, want you to know that fake bands, I see you, fake bands, I hear you, fake bands, I hate you, fake bands, I see you now. Fake bands, your ugly hair. Fake bands, your ugly face. I wanna see your face. I hate to say that you're new wave. I want to know. I hate you so.
All right, hope you guys enjoyed that three-way with the Dicks right there. But now I do like to hear the people cheer. So I guess I'll give her what she wants. Here's some Combat Crisis for another essential worker. LCJ.
Control, 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 control of my, you'll be sure. I'll take control.
All right, all right. That was Combat Crisis right there for LCJ. Now, it was fun seeing Erica come out with the Stolen Wheelchairs in Philly a couple months back. You guys remember back when there used to be shows and shit, right? But, yeah, maybe they'll come back someday. Maybe they'll come back someday. But, yeah, it was a good time when they – I don't remember what song they did. They did a couple. It was fun. It was fun. Here's the Stolen Wheelchairs. I had a live video of that Stolen Wheelchairs set on my Facebook, on one of the Facebooks, on something. That's why you guys should subscribe to everything we do, because where could it be? Is it on our Instagram? Is it on the Facebook? Fuck, maybe it's on the Twitter. It's probably not on the Twitter. But, yeah, go follow all that shit. But there's a video there with motherfuckers hanging from the goddamn rafters and shit. Am I wrong? Was that not the Stolen Wheelchairs? Was that Battalion? Nah, it was Stolen. Alicia, what did I say your name was? It was fun. There was lots of alcohol. Perhaps everyone's name isn't quite remembered correctly. But yeah, here's a Stolen Wheelchair. Suck a dick, people. Right, that was the Stolen Wheelchairs right there. Now I realized what I was doing. Christina is Oscar's lady friend. There you go. That's why I said Christina. Yes. But Alicia, the singer of Combat Crisis. There you go. There you go. Okay, we got a few more for you. So what you motherfuckers...
How many people out there like to drink?
What you motherfuckers been doing besides drinking and getting high? What have you guys been doing? Because that's all. That's all I've been doing. But I'm playing Fortnite. Well, I guess, I mean, I actually, for the first time in a month, I took out my bass and I actually plugged it in. The first time in a month, what was it? I guess this was like Friday, maybe. And I taught myself, express yourself. I play it. Well, it's the exact same. It's a sample. I play it like NWA. I played it to NWA in the video I made. I'm trying to think of who does it originally, who the sample is of. But yeah, it's fun. I like playing some of that funky shit. You know what I mean? It's fun. Also, just to change it up. Especially because I can on bass. I'm not really good enough to change it up on guitar. Like, I can play that rock and roll shit that I play, and like, that's it. But on the bass, I can be versatile, if you will. And sometimes I like to see what I got in there. So I was like, yo, you know what I'm going to learn? I'm going to learn Rapper's Delight. I was like, I bet you that shit's hard as fuck. I put that shit on with my kids yelling in the background that they want to go downstairs and eat dippy eggs and toast. And I looked online and I learned Rapper's Delight in like 3 minutes. That shit is simple as fuck. Express Yourself. More complicated by far, more fun too. But so why don't we get to a pogo city?
Wild card bitches!
Let's get it!
Let's get to some of that NWA with Express Yourself on Pogo City Radio. So if you don't know what it is, Pogo City Radio likes to do this thing called the wild card where we play something a little off format. Sometimes it's 50s music. Sometimes it's fucking hair metal. And today it's coming straight out of Compton telling you to express yourself.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating but scared to kick reality.
Man, you've been doing all this dope producing. You ain't had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
I'm expressing with my full capabilities, and now I'm living in correctional facilities. Cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it gets funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat, and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what? I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well, I'm dropping English. Even if Yella makes it a cappella, I still express, yo, I don't smoke weed or sex. Cause it's known to give a brother brain damage, and brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker and you equal. Don't be another sequel.
Express yourself.
Because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend, the records I spin again and again and again. Yeah, you're on the other end. Watch a brother blend dope rhymes with no help. There's no fessing or guessing while I'm expressing myself. It's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me. Ruthless is the way to go. They know others say rhymes which fail to be original, or they kill where the hip hop starts. Forget about the ghetto and rap for the pop charts. Some musicians cuss at home, but scared to use profanity when up on the microphone. Yeah, they want reality, but you will hear none. They'd rather exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs and take a stand, but after the show, they go looking for the dope man. Or they ban my group from the radio here in WA and say hell no. But you know it ain't all about wealth, as long as you make a note to
express yourself.
Expression is a big part of it. You ain't efficient when you flow. You ain't swift, moving like a tortoise, full of rigor mortis. There's a little bit more to show. I got rhymes in my mind, embedded like an embryo or a lesson. All of them expression. And if you start fessing, I got a Smith & Wesson for you. I might ignore your record because it has no bottom. I get loose in the summer, winter, spring, and autumn. It's Dre on the mic, getting physical, doing the job. The WA is the lynch mob. It's a macabre, but you know you need this. And the knowledge is growing just like a fetus or a tumor. But here's the rumor, Dre's in the neighborhood and he's up to no good. When I start expressing myself, yell a slam it, cause if I stay funky like this, I'm doing damage. Your armor be too hyped and need a straight jacket. I got knowledge and other suckers lack it. So when you see Dre, a DJ, on the mic, ask what it's like we're getting hyped tonight. Cause if I strike, it ain't for your good health, but I won't strike if you just
spread yourself.
Some NWA coming off that classic album, straight out of Compton. I was gonna put that on my top 10 Facebook thing, but I don't know. I still got some more to do. We'll see what I put. We'll see. But one thing that's for certain is we are getting the fuck out of here. Hate to tell you guys. I'll be back. I'll do more. But we are leaving for now. And we know punk rock's kind of on hold right now. So we'll stick around. But we're going to get out of here with Blank 77, of course. What else will we get out of here with? All right. Go over to facebook.com/PogoCityRadio. Find us at Pogo City Radio on Instagram. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for tuning in live. Here's Blank 77 with I Wanna Be a Punk.
All aboard!
Sometimes accidents can be happy accidents.
I may have f***ed up here.
I guess I got time to smoke some more reefer.
Living on fat pockets on full with the cat rolling around the night goose Cadillac. Still got my homies to watch my back. And they smoke your ass if you wanna come and chat. That's why some pigs and the cats come sweating. They follow a hollow point, shells hard to swallow. Why wallow when you come to roll on? I put the clip in the foot, vibrate your ass.
When the shit
All right, that was tight as hell. I guess you got a little... God damn that reefer, right?
Reefers.
I guess you got a little extra wild card in there. I don't know. What should I have the show with, though? I don't know. I'm not looking at the live thread. So sorry, Jess. I know you're probably there yelling at me that I haven't played some song that you've been requesting for 20 minutes. But I am going to leave. I'm officially behind schedule now. I'm trying to think of a good song to leave with. I don't know. I don't know. I think I just found it. It's time for Pogo City to go away with Niblick Henbane.
Party's over.